If you have your outline there, in the previous verses, and of course that's verses 13 through 16, in the previous verses, the Holy Spirit took the time to explain that no evil, blank lying there, no evil and no temptation to do evil can possibly come from God. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Why? Because God is only good. God is only good. His goodness is easily seen in, and we have five major points tonight. His goodness is easily seen in, number one, in verse 17, we see the generosity of God. The generosity of God. His goodness in His generosity. His generosity, if you look at verse number 17, it says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. His generosity is all-inclusive and always good and perfect. You see, folks, every good gift that we have comes from God. Every good thing that is comes from God. Amen. And the title of our lesson tonight is God's Goodness to His Children. Have a quote here, and by the way, there's a lot of people that claim to be Greek scholars, amen. And by the way, I'm usually nervous when somebody says I'm a Greek scholar. Dr. Malone always had a great quote about Greek and Hebrew. He said, I know a little Greek and a little Hebrew. The little Greek runs the pizza shop and the little Hebrew is my accountant, amen. And I like that. And I think that a little Greek and a little Hebrew is just fine, but sometimes people go to seed on that stuff and they start learning more Greek than God knows. But this fella, if I could say that, I said all that to say this. This fella, Spyro Zodiotis, is a Greek. And he wrote a wonderful commentary on the book of James. He said this about God and His generosity. God never ceases giving. It is His nature. Even as it is the nature of the sun to send forth light and heat. God gives, and everything He gives is good. Pastor Donald and I have sung that song, God Makes No Mistakes. You know how we can say that? Because we know this verse. God is good. God's giving is good. His generosity is good. Number two, not only the generosity of God shows us His goodness, but the nature of God shows us His goodness. Now, of course, the nature of God, there's so much more to it. I just want to focus on what's here in verse number 17. He's the illuminating one. He's the illuminating one. There it says there that He is the Father of lights. Genesis 1:3 says this, and God said, let there be, and there was light. We have it down on your outline there. The first recorded words of God are the creation of light. God is the Father of lights. As all light comes directly from Him. Some have called the stars God's first testament. I like that. Amen. Some have called the stars God's first testament. Go back with me. Hold your place there in James. We'll come back there. Go over to Genesis chapter 1 if you would. And I'd like to look up these cross references. Genesis is the first book of your Bible. Amen. And you say, oh, Pastor, we all know that. Hey, listen, there's new folks in our church that are learning where the books of the Bible are. Amen. And it's a good thing. Genesis is the first book and Concordance is the last book. Amen. You know that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Of course, Revelation, the book of Concordance is after Revelation and is helpful. But Genesis chapter 1, look at verse 15 through 18. It says, and let them, this is God making, look at verse 14, okay? Here we have the fourth day. It says, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day and the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. And of course, we know that as the sun and the moon, amen? But then, folks, sometimes you can read the Word of God and just miss this. It says, He made the stars also. Almost like, yeah, He did that too. That's our God. Listen, folks have been studying the stars ever since man has been. And you know, those stars we see, you know, the astronomers, not astrologers. We don't need astrology. You don't need to check your horoscope in the morning. I already know what it is. Amen. Just do what God said. That's what you need to do. Amen. But astronomers, people that study the stars, will tell you that those stars burned out so many, you know, yillions and jillions and kabillion years ago. And yet they still shine. Because God said they'd be for seasons and days and years. He made the stars also. You think about the greatness of the stars, and here it's almost an afterthought. That's how great God is. Just how great. Go over to Psalm 19. Many of you know this verse, Psalm 19, right? Smack in the middle of your Bible is the book of Psalms. You got Psalms and Proverbs, or as the old black preacher used to say, the palms and the preserves, amen? And I like them both, praise God, right next to each other. Psalm chapter 19, the heavens declare the glory of God. And the firmament showeth His handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them He has set a tabernacle for the sun. Our God is the illuminating one. He's the Father of lights. He's not only the illuminating one, but He's the immutable one. It's part of His nature. See, and we have there a couple cross references there, but underneath number two, our God and His goodness are unchanging. Our God and His goodness are unchanging. See, He's not only the Father of lights, but also in that verse there in James chapter 1, verse 17, it says, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Say, what does that mean, Pastor? Our God never has to change His mind. No change in our God. I am the Lord, I change not, Malachi 3:6 says. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And while there are a lot of great verses for the deity of Christ, that is the best one. Because God does not change, and Jesus Christ is God. He's the nature of God proves that He's good. The generosity of God shows us that He's good. He's the illuminating one. He's the immutable one. What else shows us that He's good? The will of God shows us His goodness. The generosity of God, the nature of God, the will of God. Look at verse number 18 there. It says, of His own will begat He us. John chapter 1 verse 12 says, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God. Who were born, not of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. See, it was God's will. It was God's will, His will. And we have it here in your outline there. It was the will of God that made it possible and completed the process of us being born into His family. Aren't you glad that the Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance? He's so long-suffering in His will for us to be saved. Well, I'll tell you what, when I think about my life and where I was headed when God interrupted my life, I can tell you this, the will of God shows me He's good to His children. He's good to His children. The will of God, the nature of God, the generosity of God. Praise God for this one, Brother Sammons, the Word of God. The Word of God shows us He's good. Look at it there in James chapter 1. It says, of His own will begat He us with the Word of truth. If you go down just a couple verses, look at verse 21. It says, wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness and receive with meekness the engrafted Word which is able to save your souls. If you go over probably just about three or four pages, go to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 23. And it says there, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. It says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. You don't have to bring the family Bible out soul winning. But nobody gets saved without the Word of God. Nobody. We're going to meet people in heaven. I remember a man gave me his testimony. A man from our church back in Holyoke. He's in heaven now. He said, I got saved. I clicked the channel. And there was an old from the 1970s Billy Graham crusade. And Mr. Grant came on and he gave the appeal from the Word of God to be saved. And he got saved. I got saved because of a gospel tract. And see, gospel tracts are never a waste. You know why? They contain the Word of God. Amen. They have the Word of God in there. Some people get saved because a soul winner knocks on their door and says, if you were to die today, are you 100% sure you'd go to heaven? And he doesn't tell them about the Cubs and he doesn't tell them about the weather. He tells them the Word of God. I've had the privilege to lead people to Christ without having my Bible. You say, well, I don't know if they really got saved. Listen, the Word of God's not bound, amen. Now, thank God this one's bound, rebound, amen. Praise the Lord. But the Word of God, the Word of God. And by the way, if you can't see that God's good through reading His Word, you're not reading the same one I am. Look at your outline there. Remember, it's His good will for us to be saved. And He accomplishes His good will through His good Word. He accomplishes His good will through His good Word. So where do we see the goodness of God to His children? Well, we see it in the generosity of God. Amen, church? He's so good. He gives and gives and gives. I think of that verse Dr. Malone used to love in Romans chapter 8, verse number 32. I'm going to go to it here and read it to you. It says, He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? That's how much God gave. That's how good, that's how generous He is. He gave us His Son. He gives us everything that's good. The nature of God. He's the illuminating one. He's the immutable one. The will of God. The Word of God. And then lastly, number 5, look at verse number 18 of James chapter 1. Of His own will begat He us with the Word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of His creatures. The purpose of God. What's the purpose of God? The purpose of God. His purpose, on your outline, His purpose in reconciliation. Okay, He reconciled us to Himself through His death. Redemption. Or regeneration, rather. Regeneration, we were born again into the family of God. And then redemption, He redeemed us. He bought us back. Amen. His purpose in all that is that we would be the first of His new creation. We would be the first. You know, the angels, there's always been debate. Do angels sing? Well, they sing. Yes, they sang when Christ was born. Well, some people say they didn't. Read your Bible, it won't say they sang. It said they lifted up their voices. And I don't, listen, don't come to me and say, angels sing, bless God. I don't have a position on it, one way or the other. But I know one song they can't sing. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy. His child in forever, I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, redeem His child and forever. Angels can't sing that. Because they've not been redeemed. But we have. Last line we have on your outline there. God certainly is good to His children. Amen. I'm so thankful. You look at these verses, you see His goodness and the generosity of God, the nature of God, the will of God, the Word of God, and the purpose of God. Father, thank You so much for Your goodness to us. Thank You for all that You give and give and give and give. Thank You.